you know, with that $3.5 billion deficit figure that's out there and looming every day on our deliberations, you know, it has to be the, you know, the focus of pretty much everything that we're doing. It doesn't matter whether the issue is timber or whether the issue is the Alaska Marine Highway System or whether the issue is the gas pipeline. That's a figure that's always in the back of our mind, is that $3.5 billion deficit that we're in. However, I also will say that in an attempt to draw that deficit down, I do think there's been some examples where the forethought and the planning haven't been sufficient enough to identify what I think would be the long-term net hurt effect, and even hurt on our own budget, of some of these particular cuts, particularly the decision to, at this point, to close the timber offices in Southeast Alaska and all the way up into Haines. That program brings money into the state coffers. You know, it's the main avenue right now that the timber industry has to get access to resources.
And on the timber issue, does it bring in enough money for the state specifically to pay for its own operations?
No question, it pays for it. In fact, it brings a lot of positive revenue. When you take a look at what's generated for the state, what's generated for mental health trust, and what's generated for university lands, you're talking about an average of about $3 million to $3.5 million a year to those different programs. You know, $1.5 million alone just for the general fund. Certainly, you know, what it costs to operate those particular offices is a lot less than those kinds of figures. So that message is already, in that case, is already starting to be made, and people are starting to listen. So I'm very hopeful that my hope is that a significant sum of those funds are returned to the budget so that we can keep those offices open, maybe with a little less staff, perhaps in each, but that they're open and that they're able to do business and that those opportunities continue to exist in the future. Another, of course, big concern of mine is the Alaska Marine Highway System. The governor had moved back $3.5 million into that to his own budget, and then due to the activities of the Transportation Subcommittee on Finance, you know, they said, no, we're not going to add that money back. In fact, we're going to cut another close to $10 million more, which would devastate the schedule, the services provided of the Alaska Marine Highway System to the whole system, not just to Southern Southeast, but to all of Southeast and to Southwest. And again, you know, if you look at the economic impact of a move like that in terms of the stops that won't be made, the people that won't be coming, won't be staying in the hotels, won't be staying, going on the different tourism opportunities that are there, we're talking about significant revenue that's lost by a cut like that. You know, I think there's no question that the long-term impact, certainly on the economy overall, but even to the state, you know, the state would be foregoing some significant revenue to the ferry system itself. I saw as estimates as high as 6 to 7 million in revenues for ticket sales. Certainly, it may not pay for itself. The ferry system certainly doesn't pay for itself. But during the summer times, it comes darn close, and this is the time when those schedules would be reduced.
It sounds like some folks on the legislature are just really focused on cutting, and they're not necessarily looking at the revenue side.
I do think that there was perhaps an overzealous attempt at perhaps some in the legislature where their goal was more of a number or a percentage of cut without necessarily looking at the ramifications of getting to that number, whatever that number was.
There were hearings this week on a lot of these budget cuts and
you bet.
Local
and
folks.
Sure, the local folks. I was, you know, listening to those comments. They come in from, you know, folks in Ketchikan here and Wrangell and throughout our southern southeast area, and I really appreciate that. Those of us up in Juneau, you know, we often get isolated, and we don't often get the opportunity to hear really what's being, what the thoughts are of the folks out there. And certainly those hearings that were held, those public hearings, brought out a lot of comment, and a lot of comment about a lot of different areas of our budget. Cuts in education, cuts to public radio. These are all concerns of the folks out there in rural areas. You know, I'm looking at the Midway game here, and I'm looking at the picture of how we're doing that right now, and I'm not entirely or at all pleased at where we are right now, but I'm hopeful that the end game, I think, will be a lot more favorable and a lot more reflective of those immediate needs that we have, and at the same time, hopefully, people will see that we've at least made a very solid effort on getting us on that road to sustainable spending. Getting back to the idea of cuts, potential cuts, I didn't say very much today about cuts in education, but we've certainly heard loud and clear from people in the public out there about concerns to cuts in broadband expansion, for example, or pre-K education. In both of those cases, I think that while some cuts might be merited, to me, if you start making significant cuts in pre-K education, those cuts will turn into extra costs down the road in terms of remedial education, in terms of other types of costs that'll confront the state down the road.
And it's more than just the pre-K education. There's
All kinds, yeah. The base student allotment hasn't been touched. And so although the governor has put forward in his original budget that he thinks it's necessary to hold back on that one-time funding amount. And I've heard concern from districts on that particular issue. Right now, my position on that particular cut is that while it might not be desirable, you know, I do think the governor made a good faith effort and looking at our entire, all aspects of our budget and saying, you know, nobody can go without some reductions. And for education, I think he calculated it would be about a 2.9% reduction if that one-time funding doesn't go through. And while it's not easy, I think maybe, at least right now, I'm not convinced that that's not a cut that we shouldn't be making, because we do have to get ourselves on that budget path.